United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Yeah. And since his father's progressive, you know, he's got people in his cabinet that don't necessarily, aren't necessarily conservatives.
Well, I think Bush was a puppet, just like
which one of them?
I think both of them were puppets. You know, I don't think we had a real person in power since Ronnie, since Reagan was president, because no one ever attempted to call his bluff. I mean, they laughed at Bush, you know, turn over your weapons. Ha, 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 no, we're going to keep them, you know. Come and take them, you know. And the president, you know, I mean, if Obama was in there during that time period, you could see, Saddam Hussein probably would have used his weapons, you know.
Right.
No respect for Obama out there whatsoever on the world stage.
No, he's not getting any respect.
No.
And I feel bad about that because...
Well, once you bow your head to a Muslim leader, I mean, you're going to lose a lot of respect in the world.
But here's the thing that's getting me. Why doesn't anybody see this one, that he has been very pro-Muslim countries? We're giving the Muslim Brotherhood...
Pro-radical.
Pro-very radical Muslim.
It's not enough that they're Muslim
countries. Al-Qaeda affiliates we have given... in Egypt, F-16s, Abrams tanks, and what else? Money. Okay, billions of dollars in money.
Right.
Hey, please, let's kind of wake up on this one. Let's kind of look and see what's going on, because if we allow radical Islam to take over Europe,
Israel's going to be attacked.
The thing is,
forced to react. Well, I mean, once our president, I don't think would come to the aid of Israel if you know. I don't think our president would do anything. Congress would probably have to declare an act of war, and who knows if the president wouldn't veto that when it came to helping out Israel. But once Syria falls, okay. The only thing that's stopping the radical Muslims, Muslims that believe in jihad, from attacking Israel is the fact that Jordan has a pro-American government.
Right.
So
now,
my guess is that there's going to be a lot of upheaval and unrest in Jordan because Jordan has accepted a lot of, sane Muslims as refugees. I mean, a lot of Syrians are there. Even you know, West Bank, a lot of Lebanese people were there. I mean, they've taken a lot of sane Muslims, non-radical Muslims, into the fold over the past, 20, 30 so years since Israel's become a state. And they've lived in peace with Israel.
Well, one place that is not putting up with this. And they're Buddhist over in, where's the Dalai Lama from? Burma.
Nepal.
Over in Burma, right.
Yeah.
Over in Burma. And they have declared war on radical Islam over there pretty much. They killed like maybe about 1,500 of them so far this last couple of years. And they are not playing around. They said there's no room for a religion that feels that everybody else has to be part of their religion. Which makes sense to me.
Sounds a little bit like our Constitution.
Freedom of religion should be. But the thing is we're not enforcing that here anymore. We're moving closer and closer to radicalizing or Islamicizing our laws in courts.
Well, first of all, Sharia law is not constitutional by any means.
Not at all.
Shape or form. But it's also protected by the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, sooner or later there's going to have to become a decisive judgment on which constitutional amendment is more powerful.
Well, let's put it like this. You live in this country, you obey the laws of the land. Now, inside of your place, unless you guys want your own little country, you're not going to have it here. Okay, you're going to have to go someplace else and have it. Okay, you're not going to have it here because, believe you me, I think. Well, here, I'm talking big noise, and I better ratchet it down a little bit because I'm upset about that. If I play a Christian song in the middle of the square, I'll get arrested for disturbing the peace. Mm-hmm. But up in...
But you can broadcast your prayer.
Out over the whole street.
Over the, yeah.
Up in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
outside, I forgot the little town again now.
Right. Which I think the local rock radio station should go up there and broadcast the same time the prayer's on.
Well,
that would be really cool.
Well, and the thing is how do you get that? How do you get that done in the United States? How does that happen?
I don't think anybody's brought suit against a Muslim mosque for broadcasting.
Mm-mm.
I mean, but like you said, if you want to broadcast the Our Father, you would probably be in trouble, especially if you were
probably.
God forbid it goes, it reaches over up. You know, public lands, like if it, you know, the Supreme Court could hear it or your city government can hear it, then I guess you'd be infringing on the rights of people then.
Absolutely.
I don't get it.
Absolutely. You're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let you play in any more reindeer games. Ain't nothing happening. Okay, so, you know, so but anyway, so that's number one. Those things are happening. We got a smoke screen with Paula Deen. Paula Deen said some wild stuff now. Now, you can choose to watch her or not watch her, and the station has every right to not carry her if they so desire. I think that it is censorship. If Paula Deen is a wild racist on the side, that's her business, as long as she doesn't do anything to me. But see, now she has employees that are not afraid to speak. Black employees and about how they're being treated. So Paula could be end up spending some money here if the allegations are true. And these are allegations that, you know, that she's discriminated against her black employees. She calls some of them by animal names, you know, supposedly pet animal names. But there's a lot of things that's going on with Paula that I'm suspect of. She just knows how to cook. Do you have something to say, ma'am?
They said it was the brother, not her.
Oh, yeah, no, she said it. They got her dead to rights, saying that she wanted to provide a wedding for her brother. Turn up that number two, Mike, and I'm gonna see if I can make this young lady walk through the. You said it was her brother.
I just thought they said it was her brother. Then it said the things on in the workforce.
And what should I?
I'm just clarifying that. That's it. Yes, she supposedly had said whatever regarding
the wedding. Yeah.
But that's, you know.
Mhm. Yeah. So
what is a Confederate wedding anyhow? Is that like a reenactment?
Well, sir, I tell you, it's a wedding where you have the Southern gentlemen all dressed in white, and you also have them slaves down there dressed in white as well. And that's how you know what they are, because they will be dressed a little bit differently than the gentlemen, because the gentlemen will have some kind of color on, and the other ones will just be colored.
I mean, I just didn't know if it was, you know, a flashback in time. I mean, can we have a union wedding?
Why, yes, sir. You can have a union wedding.
With a union wedding, would it be any different? That's the question.
Ah, but I'll tell you, no, sir. No, sir. It would be the same because the unions, they paid their people up there that were of color, the Negro that they hired or they brought in, they paid them.
At a lesser
wage,
though.
They could go home. But that was it. It's still
that's
the same.
The only difference, yeah.
They're still going to be in a servitude position.
So it's a themed wedding.
It's a theme.
Yeah. It's a bad theme.
I played. Oh,
let's talk for a moment.
We'll be right back.
Doctor.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Between Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Marco and everybody else, we've got a rising group of young conservative stars that I feel very confident are going to solve problems and make the country a better place. And I'm tired of Republicans picking the next person in line.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back here once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 on your 80 AM on your radio dial, and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio, as well as on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. You can catch us all over the world, so, you know, tell somebody to tell somebody. Let's talk real here. Let's not mince words. We're not hired by one side or the other to see what we can come up with. We're telling you what we think, what we've dug up as truth, and how we more or less get in to allow, what we think to be, we say over the air. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We're trying to inform somebody. And so, don't misjudge what I say by, whether it gores your ox or not. Because I'm not trying to gore your ox, but if your ox gets gored, it's because he's foul. He did something wrong. He put that side out there. Right now, South, you're in the air.
How's it going?
Hey, doing good, man. What's up? There's three of us now.
Oh, not too much. What did I miss?
No, not much.
Three men in the room. That's it.
Uh-oh.
Me,
Uh-oh.
You and Ben.
Oh, boy. What's up, big dog?
Uh-oh, South got another
call.
He got to go. That's probably Tracy calling and warning him. Yeah, I can see it now. Don't you dare. Yeah. You know what's kind of interesting, though?
What's that?
South hasn't said anything about how nice his weather is since summer came around.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a little hot for you.
It's probably 92 and baking down there, or 102 and baking, and it's just perfect up here.
Yeah.
It must have been Tracy. Cut him off.
Yep, that's it. We knew it was going to happen.
That shoe could fly all the way to South Carolina.
Right, and do not patch her through.
Yeah, we've been blocking her all morning.
All morning. But anyway.
She's been blacklisted.
Where's my stuff at? I don't have my things up here. But anyway, no doubt about it. What else is going on, Ben?
Not much. I hear the president's coming out with new climate control regulations. I guess he's going to tell Mother Nature how to do her stuff now.
Oh, yeah. Wait, people don't realize, and this is what really makes me angry. My electric bill is high enough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want more cost on my electricity. I'm an all-electric house. I need to go get some natural gas because that's going to probably be the cheapest of the two here within the next 3 years. But
or get a converter. Get a generator that burns natural gas, and I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the thing is, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, why do we have to go through this when out of all the world, industrialized world, we have the lowest emissions of all the countries?
Well, there's some people out there will tell you it's probably because of regulations that we have the lowest emissions. And I'm not doubting that. I mean, you have to, we were kind of really running amok there.
Yes, we were.
And we were ruining our waterways and everything else. And, Ducks Unlimited has done a wonderful job for the wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
And if they would, if they had some sort of a Fish Unlimited program that could take care of the rivers and clean them up. I mean, there's no doubt we did wrong and we do need regulations. But when you put on regulations that strangle and cost jobs, I think we need a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And where that balance is, I don't know. I'm not I don't work out in the environment. I don't know about climatology, and I don't know about all that stuff. But I'm sure we can achieve a
climatology.
Yeah,
I don't.
If we can just achieve a balance, though, a happy balance where we can keep people working, keep business flowing, because business provides jobs, not the government.
Right.
And take it from there.
But, this is going to strangle business more because already they're shutting down. Now, see, he's aiming at already existing clean coal and regular coal-fired plants,
mm-hmm.
Not the new ones that he said he was going to make it, so expensive that you can't do it. Now, he's taking all these strides, and he's trying to go past all of the scandals and still, make himself look relevant, which, I don't blame him for that. I mean, that's what you need to do if you want to be relevant. But the thing is, you're destroying
employment. Well, I'll tell you, he's very relevant. I mean, exactly. I mean, you know, years from now, I mean, he's going to be known as the pink slip president.
That's a good one.
If he's going to be known by a color, it's going to be pink, because more people have received their pink slips under this president than any other president in history. And that includes the Great Depression.
No doubt about it. Nobody wants to believe that, though.
Well, it's true. The numbers are out there. It supports it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think he would want to do something to create jobs.
I would think the same thing.
And, you know, but as of now, I mean, when we look back at this president, he's going to be known as a pink slip president.
Well, I kind of agree with that, and I really feel bad, though, that we're sitting at a time when the world is re-gearing up to try to have things go everywhere, be everywhere, where, in you know, there should be a lot of trade, a lot of industry. There's a lot of new things coming out that are being invented. Why aren't we geared up for manufacturing here?
We should be.
Why are we spreading it out again? You know,
we didn't invent the Industrial Revolution. We perfected it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. There's been no...
The Technical Revolution started here, started during, you know, the Second World War, and it's developed here. But, you know, honestly, China, Japan, they've taken the lead.
They sure have, and we helped them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your iPad, your iPhone, where's that made at?
Not here.
Your computers, where are they made at? Your televisions?
Not here.
Where are they made at? I mean, it used to be a joke, you know, made in Japan, you know, or made in China. That used to be, you know, poor quality, but not anymore. Not anymore. And the reason why we don't have manufacturing, forget labor costs, but if you look at regulations, EPA regulations, here's irony for you. I can go buy a can of stain at Lowe's or Best Buy or wherever. You can buy a can of stain, go out in your garage and stain anything you want, a desk, a chair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was a business and I wanted to use that same stain, I would have to put in a ventilation system, a scrubber, a purification system for any of the runoff. We're talking in excess of $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Know? So if I wanted to provide a job that was staining, say, you know, furniture, I couldn't do it. You cannot do it in America. I mean, lacquer. What lacquer is actually comes from tree sap. The Carolinas are famous for their tree sap, their lacquer that they can make from the tree sap. It's illegal to use it now in a business without $1 million scrubber.
Now, yeah, here's the one.
That doesn't make sense. This is natural stuff. It grows from trees, you know?
Well, that doesn't make any difference because, you know, because it grows from trees, that's probably why they don't want you to use it.
Yeah,
you know,
they want to save the trees.
Save the tree.
And they're saving the trees because they're harvesting the sap. Now they don't have to harvest the sap, so they're going to kill the trees.
They're going to kill the trees because the sap has to do something.
Why do you think they call it the Tar Heel State?
But here's the thing. You told me something a long time ago. There was an additive that they're adding to gasoline, or that they're requiring gas companies to have. But we can't make it here in the United States. China's the only one that makes it.
No, that's not for an additive. Anything that consists of a rubber or a plasticide that the military uses in their airplanes, cars, any vehicle that they have that uses this material, there's an additive that's added to it that will increase the burn temperature of it. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't burn through as fast with this additive in it, which could mean life or death if you're an airplane pilot or in a tank when it gets hit or whatever. Well, the additive is no longer made in the United States because the EPA shut down the two Dow Chemical plants that make this additive. So now the only place to make this additive, or the only place that U.S. companies who need this additive to manufacture these hoses or whatever wire covering, whatever they need to make with it, have to get it from one place, and that's China. And,
right.
And the Chinese know that. So what do you think the Chinese are doing to the quality of that additive? It no longer has the protection that it was required
because,
for the military.
Because they don't want our military to have the best.
Exactly.
And when we're dependent upon somebody else, this is what you get. This is craziness.
And our president signed the executive order that made that certain chemical illegal. Now, in my book, that's treason.
Well,
and this is why I call for any U.S. military personnel to arrest the president. Because if you don't, you're not doing your job. Because your job is to uphold the Constitution. And by him endangering lives as servicemen, I mean, if you don't care about the people you serve with, I guess, yeah, don't arrest them. But he should be arrested and tried on those grounds alone.
Well, no doubt about it. We'll see what happens there. You know what? We got 330-205. You're in there.
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
Six.
That's me.
It's
hey,
four of us. It's all this. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, don't forget about the curly Q light bulbs that we can't manufacture in this country because of the mercury.
Oh, yeah.
You put all them people that make incandescent light bulbs out of work with regulation.
Isn't it? It's going to be that by 2016, you must use those light bulbs?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and I know they gave a date on that. I'm not seeing it right off, and I can't just go to it real quick. But I was just wondering about that. That's crazy.
The same light bulbs that have been proven to start fires because they overheat when they burn out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if you drop one and break it, you have to call the hazmat people to clean it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they've got mercury in them.
See, I didn't know that. That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But
I really
want to bring a dangerous substance like mercury into my household so my kids can play with them. Thank you, Mr. President. You're really intelligent.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with intelligence. I think this is foolishness because of ideology. It's just like, you know, how are you going to sit up there and you're going to tell Putin Medvedev, let it know, I'll be a little more flexible after the election. And now he's telling him he's going to be flexible with him. And now look at the situation that we have. Mm-hmm. Okay, these people are foolish ideologically. They're just crazy. And this is why Jimmy Carter was the our last worst president, because he had the same kind of thought. Whenever you have liberal thought like this and you try to run a nation in the real world, the people look at you like you're a punk. You're a punk. I can't say the word I really want to. Go ahead, Sticks.
Well, this president and those around him, they think that all jobs are created equal. And they think that you can print money out of thin air, and it's got some sort of a phantom multiplier effect, when in fact, for every dollar they print, it takes like 75 cents out of the economy through inflation. Everything this president's doing is hurting the very people he claims to want to help, because inflation destroys poor people. What are we going to do with these new regulations who's going to hurt the worst when these regulations that he's putting into place double electric bills?
Yeah,
who's that
going to
hurt the most? It isn't
not the
hurt
people
me.
That have jobs and are working.
Since
it'll hurt
the last
some,
the
but,
last
you know,
4 years. Oh, you know what, Sticks? We're going to have to take a break here in a couple seconds.
All right.
Stick and stay, don't go away. Lethal Migraine, we'd love to see you in the box over there. I'm glad you don't have nothing else to do but sit here and insult me. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff, Ben, South Carolina, Sticks, we hanging out together. No women involved. It's good to have the fellas do that, and it's a good day. See you back in a few minutes after we pay these bills.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Southington man was indicted in Trumbull County for the fatal stabbing of his stepfather and the stabbing of his mother. 28-year-old Thomas Starr is accused of the death of 51-year-old Jeffrey Westfall. Westfall's throat had been slashed. 46-year-old Linda Fry was flown to Cleveland for treatment. Starr reportedly called 911 to say he had done something bad. The incident happened Saturday night. A 33-year-old Bezetta man has been indicted for fatally punching his girlfriend's little boy. Scott Walker is charged with murder, felonious assault, and child endangering. Doctors say Nicholas Parton died of blunt force trauma to the abdomen. And police in Warren say a 21-year-old man was able to fight off a man who tried to rob him at gunpoint. The victim says he was walking on Front Street around 3 o'clock yesterday morning when he was approached by a man wearing a red bandana. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
The Cumulus Health Club and the Center for Physical Health in Canfield present today's health tip. Here's Director Mary Beth Romeo.
Exercise can help you prevent or manage a wide range of health problems, including stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, certain types of cancer, and arthritis. The Center for Physical Health can help you by showing you the right way to exercise. Visit them at thecenterforphysicalhealth.org to learn about the programs we have available.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by the Center for Physical Health in Canfield. From physical therapy, the treatment of chronic pain from sports injuries, or taking your performance to the next level, the Center for Physical Health can help you eat right, think right, and move right. 4137 Boardman Canfield Road, Suite 104. Call 330-286-3850.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the Virtual Auto Showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow! Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much!
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600WSOM.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600-WSOM.
And we're back once again afternoon with Tracy and friends, and we're talking about what's on our mind and about what's on your mind as well. It's kind of open. We can do whatever we want to do. Tomorrow we're going to have a few guests come in and kick some things over. We're talking about one of the latest things was the environmental things that are getting ready to come down the pike that are going to be done by executive order.
Yeah.
And the executive orders will destroy America as it is. That's what I don't understand, why we're so clannish party-wise to where we'll just sit there and do this.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't either.
I don't.
I mean, people are asleep. That in other words, everybody's going to go to the beach today. They're going to go to the lake. They're going to do something, and they're going to have fun. This, that, and the other. Blah blah blah. But when they get home, they're not going to call their congressman or their senator and tell them, don't bring 12 million new people into the country legally that can drain the rest of our resources. many of them probably are getting resources now anyway, but I have to say, because our system is so doggone, you know, what you can destroy it. You can get in it and manipulate it.
Well, yeah. Then you end up printing more money, devaluing the dollar, ruining our currency.
Okay.
And it's a vicious cycle. And you have to ask yourself, why do these leaders want to do that? And I'm not saying Democrats or I think it's liberals on both sides. Or I should say progressives on both sides. Why are they trying to destroy the dollar and with it the country? That I don't understand. I mean, did somebody put the Cleveland Brown front office down at the White House? doesn't make sense to me anymore. And speaking of they moved the NFL draft back a couple weeks, and now they're thinking about moving it around a couple cities.
Right.
I thought that was kind of interesting, too, though it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but. I mean, it makes about as much sense as the Obama administration does when it comes to the economy.
Right, exactly.
That's the only correlation I can give you there.
Well, we're going to see what this economy does.
I mean, and it has. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there have been segments of this economy that have done wonderful, especially here locally with all the gas and oil drilling, searching that's been going on. And it's really pumped a lot of money into the local economy, and it's helped. And why the president won't let us build a pipeline so we can get this oil and gas to market and make even more money is beyond me.
I don't know why he's going through this either, because he can't run again.
No.
He's not going to have to do anything in the United States to do anything with. He's going to be totally above that fray anymore. You know, he's going to get his money for the rest of his life should the United States exist that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure George Soros is not going to have him be a ward of his state when money fails.
Well, I mean, do you think we have another Mrs. Clinton on our hand? Do you think maybe Michelle will want to run?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I mean, I think she's more elegant than her husband.
Well,
I think she has more class. I think she has more style.
Well, here's the
thing.
I
think she would be more respected than her husband.
I don't.
You know?
Mm-mm.
I mean, her kids
not
are already
by report.
Her as a tyrant.
I was going to say, not by what reports we've heard.
Yeah. Her kids consider her a tyrant
already.
I will
leave that one alone.
No, I know. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No, honestly, I think, you know, I mean, the Democratic Party, the future of it, I mean, if the best they have to offer is Bill Clinton's wife, they're in trouble.
Well, here's the thing. I think that that's why Benghazi was covered as it was, because that goes back to the foot of Hillary Clinton.
She was in
first.
Charge.
Yeah,
that's
right.
She was the Secretary of State that time.
Right. It goes back to her, and I think she's done, and I hope she's done, because I do not want that woman running anything.
Well, do you think our commander-in-chief didn't give the final okay just to ruin her career?
No. I think he gave somebody else that. I think Valerie Jarrett could have given that word, or one of his top advisors, but not him. I think that he didn't give that order. But I think he absolutely oversaw the IRS debacle.
Oh yeah.
Which in my mind, mm-hmm. if he did, he should be impeached, because that's sure enough an abuse of power situation. And a misuse of office, and so therefore, you know, we'll see that. But I think that Holder's going. You notice Holder? You haven't heard Holder in the news the last days?
No, I haven't.
All this Paula Deen BS and all this other stuff. This is all for that, so that nobody in this progressive administration goes down per se, and you know, and as it is, they don't have to worry about what's going to happen.
Well, I'm worried what's going to happen. I mean, the markets are fluctuating wildly again.
Mm-hmm.
And last time that happened, we had a big crash.
Oh, well, you're going to have to crash.
Yeah,
QE3 is over.
Yeah.
They said it's going to end about March. So what are you going to do with that? It's over. Now, as soon as it was over, you know, you got your day traders got scared and the market did drop. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some people buying into the market over the next couple of days, and they'll buy.
Just to short it.
Yeah, because they're looking at how cheaply they can buy some of these stocks mm-hmm. because it fell down and how gold dropped.
Silver too.
Yeah, we saw precious metals drop.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you, so what does that tell you? That tells you that, first of all, everything is unstable.
Well, when both your gold, silver, your precious metals, and your market drops, that tells you that the dollar is not worth as much as it used to be. It tells you that inflation's on the rise.
Right.
So it's that simple. When you don't have the precious metal to back the money you're printing, you run into these problems.
When you don't have, well, we haven't had that. We've been the petrodollar
mm-hmm.
for the longest time, and I think
that could change too.
I think it's going to change, and I don't want it to, but I think it is, because I don't think these people are going to do much of anything to help people really regulate, because if it goes down, what are you going to do? Is that why we have the armored personnel carriers?
Well, they saw what happened in Greece, and they don't want that to happen here. And if it does happen, they're going to be ready for it. So when they cut off your welfare checks, when they cut off your benefits, your food stamps, when they cut off your medical assistance card, and you guys take to the streets, they're going to be ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason why I can see the, you know, them buying up all that ammunition. I mean, what else could it be for? You know, these are not troops that go to foreign soil and fight. These are people that work in U.S. soil, in the mainland, in Alaska, in Hawaii. These people are not to be deployed anywhere else. So you have to ask yourself, if they're buying weapons and buying ammunition, who are they going to use them on if they're not going to be foreigners? I mean, have you ever thought of that?
Right.
I mean, what was it, the NSF? Buying up how much? Making armored personnel carriers and buying up ammunition? Why? I mean, are they going to go invade Turkey?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, Jeff.
I mean, I think the only turkeys they're gonna cook or goose they're going to cook is ours, because, I mean... First of all, they don't have the whereabouts to get to Turkey. And second of all, I mean, they work here. They're Homeland Security.
No.
So who are they going to use those weapons on?
Do you believe that a guy is actually saying that the stock market doesn't influence anything in the United States?
Obviously, he's not influenced by it. I mean... He didn't live through the Great Depression. I promise you that.
No, he definitely didn't do that. He's living now. If this guy had gone through the Great Depression, he'd be dead, because he'd be one of those jumping out the windows,
mm-hmm.
not knowing what to do, because he didn't believe he believes the stock market is irrelevant. Well, I tell you what, you tell all those people that lost their 401ks and have to still work now how irrelevant that is. Irrelevant. Now, the stock market is irrelevant.
You know what? For somebody that lives off the system, never worked a day in his life, doesn't have a savings account, he may be correct.
I don't think he's like that.
Because that person's not going to get a job anyhow. He doesn't look for a job. He wants to take advantage of the system. So, yeah, I mean, there are certain segments of the population that the stock market doesn't affect. You know, for the hardworking, honest people out there.
Mm-hmm.
That go to work all the day, try to save money, try to prepare for the future.
For the future.
You know, try borrow money for a house, for a car, for their kids to go to college. I mean, the interest rates are all dependent on the economy. And the biggest segment of the economy is the stock market.
And what did the president say he wanted to do?
Something about climate control today.
No, redistribute wealth.
Yeah, well...
Notice, a whole lot of wealth has been redistributed.
It has been.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out the middle class.
Right.
And straight to the government.
No, straight to the uber wealthy.
Yeah.
To the people who own the banks.
Yeah, and the ones we can't see.
Yeah. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the big insurance companies who just got bigger. You know, they didn't bail out the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sure as heck not helping the working poor.
Nope. Nobody's touching them.
I mean, when have you seen them have more purchasing power?
You couldn't buy a loan. If you had $1 million, they wouldn't loan you 50.
Well, the bank regulations are easing up a little bit. And there's a lot of people refinancing their homes and you know, saving money. So I'm not going to say that it's all bad out there. There's a lot of good news out there, too. I think the administration really underestimated the strength of our economy. And they thought they could bring it down by overspending. And, you know, if it wasn't for this gas and oil exploration around here, we'd still be in near depression numbers.
Well, I'm trying to tell people, watch what's going on, because I said the middle class is under attack. It's not the rich people that are getting attacked, and this is why. You can't attack the rich people because rich people aren't going to sit back and let you attack them. They're going to move money. They're going to restructure.
Relocate.
And then relocate. Mm-hmm. They're going to restructure their finances and then relocate.
Over half the millionaires left England when England became a socialistic state.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got certain states in the United States, like California, that have started taxing wealth crazy. And where are all those? Look, I'm telling you what, Hollywood's going to be Holly unwooded pretty soon. Because people are leaving. They're no longer making a lot of television series there.
Yeah.
There's more filming being done all over the United States. And it's because the taxes there are just outrageous.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a real mess. And we're going to see what happens with it. But we're about ready to go to the top of the hour news. This is afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff and Ben in the air chair. Tracy is on hiatus doing big things down in the capital city of Ohio. And so we look for her return next week. Until then, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after this news.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court has ruled that a key part of the Voting Rights Act is out of date. It's a provision that requires some states and municipalities to notify Washington before they can make changes to election laws. ABC's Ann Compton with White House reaction.
President Obama writes he is deeply disappointed and wants Congress to act to restore the Voting Rights Act. The president does note there has been what he calls a great deal of progress over nearly a half century to guarantee the right to vote to every American. But he says discrimination still exists. And in fact, the Supreme Court ruling stated that.
But conservative activist Edward Bloom says it's long overdue.
The court today correctly confirmed that there are no meaningful differences in minority voting opportunities between the covered and non-covered jurisdictions.
The justices are expected to rule tomorrow on the Defense of Marriage Act and California's Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage in that state. If you're looking for a home, you may want to buy soon.
The findings on home prices are very clear.
We're definitely seeing some good news and some very strong numbers.
David Blitzer of S&P Dow Jones Indices. Prices rose from a year ago in all 20 cities. The average gain?
They're up between 11.5% and 12%. That's the best number in 7 years.
April's price rise compared to March was the strongest monthly gain in 13 years. The biggest price increases came in California and the Southwest. Richard Davies, ABC News.
The Neighborhood Watch Coordinator for Police in Sanford, Florida, was on the witness stand today in the trial of George Zimmerman. She says volunteers like Zimmerman are supposed to be the eyes and the ears of the community, not, in her words, vigilante police. Zimmerman is on trial for murder. He's charged with second-degree murder and the death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. The Dow is up 108 points, NASDAQ ahead 22. This is ABC News.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky, like when you slide into a rock star parking spot or get a great table at that hot new restaurant. But luck won't protect you from identity theft. And that's why Identity Guard offers top-rated identity theft protection for less than a dollar a day. Act now and get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Get it now for less than a dollar a day at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Do you have trouble remembering all of your passwords? It may not be such an issue soon.
Science is moving closer to a pill that would remember your passwords for you. Researchers are developing ingestible capsules that are the equivalent of mini robots. Equipped with minuscule sensors and transmitters, the pills can perform all kinds of remote electronic tasks, like opening garage doors, filling in computer passwords, monitoring blood flow and body temperature, and sending health information to your doctor. The pill works by transmitting information to a cell phone app through a patch worn on the body. Karen Chase, ABC News.
So what's up with the jet stream? That's what a scientist scratching their head. The west to east wind current lately seems to be wobbling and weaving, a little bit like a drunken sailor, and it's making for some very extreme weather. Take, for example, McGrath, Alaska, recording an all-time high of 94 degrees on June 17th. A few weeks earlier, it was only 15 degrees, also a record for that time of year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Did you know diabetes can...
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit driveoneohio.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
We really need help.
We just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world.
From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back here on WSOM 600 AM on the radio dial, afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Give us a call here, 330-781-9600. And on our unlimited internet lines, 1-347-945-5229. I wanted to say something. I'm going to answer somebody. We have a chat room, you all, and if you go to Blog Talk Radio, Tracy and Friends, and you open up a little account, you can get in there and blog and talk in our talk, in our
chat room.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy in there or girl, I think he told me he was a guy, that people have no idea what life is like for people that do struggle. If you have a low income job and you were caught up in the last couple of years with the failing economy and the crash in the stock market, you don't have the ability to recover directly. First of all, if you were in a low-paying job, you might not have the education enough to find another job around where you're at. Also, also that if that's the case, you can't just pay your way out of when your job leaves. When your factory closes down that you were working with, when you get laid off a GM or bought out for not enough money to do you any more than 2 years worth of hanging out, and your mortgage is still due, and all of these things are due because you tried to have a life here in the United States. No, I reject when people say, well, you should have done this and you should have done that. There's no should have sometime. There's no could have sometime.
Sometimes you do all the right moves, listen to your financial planner, and you know, I know a lot of people that make a lot of money, and they're bankrupt. They've had to declare bankruptcy.
Of course they did.
I mean,
yeah. But no, he's in there talking about how stupid people were that if they lost their money and this, that, and that.
It's not their fault sometimes.
You know, it's so stupid, and I don't understand how somebody can be so harsh, callous, unless, of course, they were abused as a child or something like that. I always tell them that because I think that's the deal.
You think that's why people put down other people because they were abused by a child or abused when they were a child? I think it's the opposite. I think their parents should have beat them more.
Some people, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be compassionate sometimes. I mean, you know, just because somebody made a bad move monetarily, doesn't make them any less of a human being.
No, it doesn't, and that was my point. And plus, the other thing is I was trying to say that the deal was that you can't help it sometimes. You couple that, and you have a sick parent. You know, I spent 2 years myself, and I'm not missing any meals right now, okay? So I'm not complaining like that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this. I had to take care of my father for 2.5 to 3 years almost. Mm-hmm. It was 3 years because he had Alzheimer's. I'm the only child here. Mm-hmm. I had to get his financial records and things in plate, and I had to search for him because all the time he had Alzheimer's, and we didn't know, he was pack ratting away his mail and stuff. He hadn't forgotten he had it.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting where he put it. There were boxes of tied up little paper bags of his mail per week that he would tie up. And that's just the disease. You know, nothing. And I'm not mad about this. Believe you me, that's my father. Mm-hmm. I took care of my father the best I could.
Right.
And I made him comfortable in his illness in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I had to neglect some of my own stuff, okay? And my all of my stuff is not together like I want it to be because of I had to do that to stabilize him.
Mm-hmm.
So I stabilized my whole family because if he leaves anything, of course, it'll go to the family.
Right.
Okay, so that's what happens to people. Some people get a sick parent, and that parent doesn't own anything.
Right.
And they have to take care of the parent, pay the bills, do all of that stuff, doctor bills, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so fie on you, my friend, in the chat room.
Yeah.
I reject your foolishness and your nastiness and your callousness.
Well, in his defense, I will say there are people out there that spend
frivolously, and
you know, they are ruining their own financial security. So I do understand where he's coming from, too. And I'm going to take his side when, you know, those people don't deserve any financial help from the government if they were stupid enough to spend away, and it's their own fault that they're in financial problem. If they got a gambling problem, a drug problem, I mean, I think anybody on welfare should have to pass a drug test. That's common sense, and thank God Florida was the first state in the union that passed that law. And I'm hoping Ohio and other states aren't that far behind. I mean, it's crazy. You know, why should I pay? Why should our tax money go to people who aren't smart enough, but are dumb enough to use drugs and other things? I mean, we shouldn't have to pay for them. So I understand his point too.
You know, I can see the situation of, there are people that need to be, you know, observe some type of discipline. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand that it doesn't always mean that a person is not disciplined if they fall into financial problems.
Right. There are medical reasons. There are.
There's many reasons.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many times have you heard of a financial planner or a stockbroker who's embezzled money from their clients?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and ruin. How many times you heard somebody put their life savings into, and it turns out to be a Ponzi scam? I mean, these are very intelligent people that, you know, trusted a licensed broker, and look what happened. You know, they become broke. They become dependent on the government, if not somebody else, their friends, their family. So, I mean, there are exceptions to every rule.
Mm-hmm. There is. And that's what I was trying to say. And so, you know, I just don't understand, you know, in America, if we're going to, especially this person is a liberal. I mean, I can't believe this.
Well, he's thinking like a conservative, but a mean conservative. Not a nice conservative. He's not a moderate, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to what he says. That's why you need to take an active role with your investments. Don't give your money away to someone and just let them do whatever they want. That's just true. This is true. But I mean, here's the thing.
If you're not a licensed broker, you can't go down to the stock market floor in New York and buy something on Wall Street.
No.
It doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't.
You've got to trust a licensed broker.
It doesn't. And most people don't have enough money to go to a broker with anyway. They have to go to a mutual fund and
right.
put their
501Ks,
money,
stuff like that.
Put their money in it, and 501Ks lost a ton of money.
Oh, of course.
During that last fall, so
right.
that could bankrupt you.
Now, President Bush did want to give taxpayers more control over their IRAs.
Yes, he did.
But you know, those liberals once again said, "No, people are too stupid to do that," and in some cases, they're right. You know, in some cases they are right. But I also believe that people that are putting away for the future must have some sense of that they're going to need that money, and I think they do a better job in it than the government. I'm sorry. I believe that. I don't think the government should have any control over my money.
Oh, I agree with you.
I think I should have complete say-so over where the money goes in my savings account and how I choose to save and invest for the future.
There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And, what got me was when Bush said 5%.
Oh, yeah, control 5% of your
investment. 5% of your own investment, mm-hmm. just 5.
Mm-hmm.
And you still would have been better off even after the fall if you had invested 5%.
Of course.
In fact, if everybody had been able to invest 5% themselves,
mm-hmm.
who's to say that the crash might not have even happened?
You've got a point there. Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Because you'd have a whole mm-hmm. lot of people investing
more of the money, taking a more active
role,
like the Republicans wanted you to,
right.
My old friend.
Yeah.
And probably you got a good point. I mean, what if? You know, then you'd have another 8 years of a Republican president instead of this abomination we got.
Oh man, you got a mess going on right now because
I mean, the country could be on top again, telling other countries what to do, and we could be shooting the finger to other countries instead of, you know, the president of Russia telling our president to go you know where.
That's right. He told him to go leap.
Yep.
More or less, that's what he said.
Yeah.
But I don't understand that. The Supreme Court decided that they were going to gut the Voting Rights Act.
Uphold it.
Obama, Supreme Court decision, a setback, says he's deeply disappointed. What did they uphold then?
Well, they basically said that some states that require they don't have to report the change to the government if they're going to change their voting laws. Otherwise, if a state says, hey, I want to make it so that in order to vote you have to show a picture ID.
Yeah.
Okay. And it wasn't required before, that part of the law that says that they've got to go to the federal to get permission to do that has been struck down. Otherwise, states can now make changes to their Voter Requirement Acts without having to report it to the federal government.
And tell me this, doesn't that make sense to you for this reason? Now, if they start being prejudicial with their changes, that's going to be a matter of federal law as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're not allowed to make prejudicial changes.
Mm-hmm.
However, to require somebody to bring an ID so you know who the heck is voting,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you don't just have out of the 12 million people.
And let's get this straight now. This doesn't mean that Democrats can have 5 different IDs and take them. So you Democrats are used to voting more than once, especially that girl up in Cleveland. It worked for the, you know, election board.
And I'm proud that I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, she, for her, it's like, I got to go get more photo IDs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. No, that doesn't work. This means one person, one vote. Okay?
I wonder, do they have to go to the fixer?
Yeah. I could see, you know, she'll probably go be taking pictures in graveyards. This is my tombstone. Can I vote?
This is crazy.
I'm serious. That was crazy. And then to be so blazing about it and say, hey, I did it. You know, yeah, we need to reform voter laws because of people like that. The girl up in Cleveland
right.
that said she voted five or seven times.
I think she said she voted about 5 times.
Yeah, and she worked for the Board of Elections.
Now that one just voted 3 times. It was just 2 or 3 times.
Well, any more than once is a crime.
No, but you're right. I got to look it up because she voted too many
why
times.
Why isn't she in jail?
Well, I don't know about going to jail, but
that's a crime.
Yeah. There's no doubt about
it. I think we do need stricter voting laws, and it's not to stop a segment of population from voting, but it's definitely to stop a segment of the population from voting more than once. And let's face it, we've had quite a few Democrats come out, and even in this state of Ohio, saying that they've done that. Okay? And they were proud of it.
For every 10 stories, you get one Republican that did something crazy, right?
Oh, I'm sure there are Republicans that did crazy things, too.
Sure.
But that's another reason why we need stricter voting laws. I mean, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, communist, you know, socialist, whatever you are, whatever you claim to be, Green Party, you have one vote. You're one person.
Right.
So do we need stricter laws? Yes, we need stricter laws.
Because you have a whole bunch of people here.
And the only reason to come out against that is because you want to create fraud. You want to vote more than once. You want to have more legal representation than anybody else because you think you're better than anybody else. Well, guess what? You're not. One person, one vote.
That's what it should be. But of
Fit Family.
Oh!
Unique.
We'll be right
individualized,
back.
And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. It's hard work up here on the wires, long, dangerous hours, and at times like this, when storms roll through, I really appreciate how much people rely on me. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. In the Coast Guard Reserve, our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on, because my country needs me. It has a lot in common with my full-time career, and just like other first responders, firemen, police officers, and EMTs, we do our best work when things are their worst. I have no doubt I was born for this.
If you were born ready to give more to your country, the Coast Guard Reserve is ready for you. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan didn't give up. Reagan didn't turn on America. He made the case, came up with an agenda, and met the needs of his time. He won people over.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
child that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids.
We're back afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in their chair, Ben at my side. And we're doing our thing, making it do what it do here on WSOM 600 AM, talking to you about what's on your mind and you listening to us about what's on our mind. Everybody in the talk room, we say, hey, I got to give it to. Hey, I rejected his last thought about the people that messed up, but I got to give it to him on this one. We got a caller named Lethal Migraine. Not a caller, but a guy in there, and I'm going to use him.
A blogger.
Yeah, he's a blogger. He says, get ready, Jeff. The Supreme Court rules on gay marriage tomorrow. And it says, between saying corporations are people and the unwillingness to rule on affirmative action, I expect the Supreme Court to say only gays can marry now. Good one, Lethal. I got to get that to you, man.
Well, you know, gay used to mean happy, and if you were unhappy getting married, I guess you got a point there.
Yeah.
Yeah, only happy people should be getting married.
Wait a minute.
If you're not happy walking down that aisle, run.
Well, you know the question, though.
What's that?
Are you happy? Are you happy or are you married?
So that means if you're not married, you're gay.
It must be. It must mean. Oh, my God.
Does that mean you can still vote more than once?
Well, I guess you can. I guess the women vote, they can anyway.
Yeah. Well, there's three personalities.
Three personalities in one.
They're all tripolar.
Yeah, so.
And everybody who's married knows that. That's why I do not understand polygamy for that reason.
Now, there's a wife going to bring food back in here. Well, you want me to keel over right here? Well, I didn't know that there was a little strychnine in there. and 1-347-945-5229. Oh, this is craziness. Lots of stuff happening in the news, but it's kind of a slow day. Sports is taking a lull.
Well,
hockey.
The Chicago. Chicago beat the Boston Bruins, the Blackhawks.
That was it, right?
Yeah, yep, that
so
was it.
They won the Stanley Cup.
By coming back with less than, well, with a little over a minute to play in the game, they scored two goals 17 seconds apart, and they just ripped the heart out of the Boston Bruins fans. And a good series for both of them, though. We got to give it to both of them.
Yeah, but. There's so much stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's nice about hockey is that when they say the scores, there's like 3-2 and 2-2 and stuff. It's almost like watching the Cleveland Browns offense.
Oh God, here we go. I ran into some people the other day, just hanging out in the park Sunday, and they were both from Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and boy, they gave me hell in the middle of the beautiful park about Pittsburgh Steelers against Cleveland. He said, I'm glad that the people that took over, because now maybe you'll have a team because it was somebody from Pittsburgh that bought them, just like you did me.
Well, it's true. Well, you've often said to me that, the front office is where it starts, and you admired the front office of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Rooney family. And I'm just going to say, hey, I agree. I mean, Lerner didn't have his heart into it. I mean, he preferred his soccer club in England. That's why I thought the Browns were going to be playing in England, because it would have been perfect for him then. Really. I mean, but there's something about Cleveland and football that just doesn't mix.
Well, no. It doesn't mix anymore, because you can't say that prior to
the 70s. Yeah,
You can't say that prior to that because we were a good team.
I mean, it must be the curse of Jim Brown, because ever since Jim Brown has left the
Well, he's always part of it. They're hiring him again now. You see that?
Well, I think it's like, you know, the curse of the Bambino with the Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, once he left Boston, he didn't, you know, went to New York, and Boston had that, what, 100 years without a victory? Isn't there a curse in Chicago against the Cubs? And there's got to be one on Cleveland, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look how odd they've lost these games. The mistake on the lake. I mean, I'll never forget that. I mean, they had the game won and lost it in the last few minutes because of some stupid or quirky happenings. And, you know, I was a big fan of Brian Sipe and the Cardiac Kids. You know, I actually got to go see those guys play when I was, you know, in grade school, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's always, to me, I like going to the games.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time that I took my daughter to a game.
In the old Cleveland Browns?
No. She's not old. She's only 19.
I
think the last time we went, she was about 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her cousins, because they were playing the Houston Texans, and one of her cousins was playing on the Houston Texans.
Hmm.
So she didn't know anything about it, but it was still exciting for her, you know. Still exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, football's a great sport. You know, And here in Youngstown, we've got a great rivalry going between the Browns fans and the Steelers fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always makes that game a little special and a little bit more fun around here.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And every now and then, you know, we're just like a blind squirrel. We do get a nut.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, it's a very competitive sport. And, you know, when Cleveland comes to play Pittsburgh, they always they're at their very best. You know, if they would play other teams like they play Pittsburgh, they probably would have a winning record.
Tell me something.
Yes.
When did there become a Barack Obama Global Preparation Academy?
Global? I think it's something when the communists take over the world.
No.
It sounds like to me.
This is a place.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna teach people how to take over the globe.
I guess that's what it's about.
Oh, geez, he is the
or how to save it.
Seriously, to me, he's more and more sounding like the Antichrist.
Well, he's
scary individual.
I don't know what to say to that.
The pink slip president. What else can we call him?
Pink slip president is a good one.
Well, communists used to be called pinkos, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Another tie-in, another coincidence.
Well, I just like to say he has a war on work. You know, you hear all the war on women. The war on women is this and that. And there ain't no war on women. There's no war on women.
Just war on working women.
Working women. Because they're out of jobs
and
now.
And it seems there's a lot of people in his cabinet that have been employing them.
Oh, my God. And he picks the winners.
Yeah,
he picks the winners. I hope one thing is that my hope is that the former mayor from our area that works in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that he gets, you know, some kind of play out of this group of people because he's a very capable person, and that's former Mayor Jay Williams,
yeah.
Very capable.
My initial thoughts was, why would you jump on a drowning ship?
Well,
that was my initial thought.
Well, because that's okay.
A sinking ship, I should say, not drowning.
I hear you, but the ship wasn't sinking when he left. You know, it looked like it was on its way. Looked like they had been wounded on the starboard side, but you know. But I think that once you get into that arena of people,
mm-hmm.
I think that it.
Good things can happen.
Propels you upward, yeah.
Yes, yeah. No, he's definitely going to make good connections, and
hopefully
it'll benefit for the local area here. And
I hope so, too.
I don't begrudge him for going down there whatsoever. I think
neither do I.
Smart move on his you know, even if he has to work with the enemy. You know.
Well, I hope that he doesn't hold the values of that administration.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
I really don't think he does.
No.
In all aspects, but but the thing is, I don't know, but you know, I know him, and I kind of trust him. I do trust him,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping that he does some great things because he
Well, I hope what they say about power isn't true and that it absolutely corrupts.
Well, absolute power absolutely corrupts.
I think he's a good person. I think, I think he can do a lot of good for the area. Although we haven't seen anything yet. I would like to hear a little bit more from him, you know, being the, what is it, the Karzar?
Yeah.
Calling him, you know?
Yeah, but he got pushed up from Karzar.
What is he now?
He's now the economic development director to
small
urban
areas.
Because he did such a good job of overseeing this one.
Well, he's got a lot of pink slips to work with.
Oh, God, he sure does. He has a whole lot that he should be able to do.
Uh-huh.
That he has to pay attention to.
He's definitely got the available manpower, let's just put it that way.
No doubt about it. Plenty of people to work.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Youngstown's done some great things here. You know, we've got the incubator, business incubator.
Mm-hmm. You saw that the other day where former Judge Kerrigan.
No, I didn't.
He's got what I've been screaming about. They didn't give him any money. Well, I think they gave him about $20,000 to institute an urban business incubator.
An urban business incubator.
Mm-hmm.
Only $20,000. So what's that buy you, the stationery?
I hope I'm wrong, and I hope it's something like $200,000. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, $20,000 isn't going to get you.
No, it's not going to develop much.
No.
That
won't get you the ink in the incubator.
Well, you can get some, develop some car wash, something like that.
Hand wash. That's about it. I mean, you can't buy the equipment for a car wash there. You can afford the hose and possibly the first two water bills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it for $20,000. Doesn't go far in this economy anymore. So what are you going to do?
Well, I hear you.
And did you see another weird story in the news? Did you see where a child down in Texas, 14-year-old child, impaled himself and got killed by a longhorn statue?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just in the news. I was reading it. Just Fox News. That is weird.
Yeah, I hate to see anything like that. When something came up on mine now. What is that?
Yeah, 14-year-old fatally impaled on the horn of a bull statue in Texas Tech.
Well, I have
no
this
wonder
one.
Why the South won lost the war.
A seventh grade boy was allegedly raped during gym class at the Barack Obama prep. That's what I was. I thought that was.
Well, their
different.
Minds are being screwed with, so why not the rest, right?
Or after this healthcare thing, yes, we are screwed.
No kidding.
Bend over. Don't go for the soap, but it ain't going to matter anyway.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Why is it that you can't tell people what's coming, and then when it does hit, they get mad at you?
Because they hate to hear the words, "I told you so."
I don't tell them that. I just go, you know, sometimes I do. Some of these idiots, you know, on my Facebook page, I like to do that to them because, you know, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're crazy and they're stupid. You tell them. Your health care is getting ready to get screwed up.
No, they're even, you know. I mean, will you sign this blank contract for me? I mean, it's a blank piece of paper. Will you sign it, you know,
right.
Without reading it?
Oh, that's what they else they did. We'll handle that on the other side of the news before our top of the hour break. But I want to talk about what they did in that all the pork that they put in the come over to, you know, amnesty bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once again,
you don't need to read that. Just vote for it. We'll read it and fix it later.
Because then it'll be some diddy-a-diddy-a-diddy-a. That's all, folks. That's what it's going to be. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, they could be signing their own death warrants and they wouldn't even know it. Our congressmen and congresswomen are just wake up.
In many cases, they are signing their own death warrant.
Well, of course they are. Wake up.
Well, 330, you know to hit that number one if you want to talk to us. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the Air Chair here on WSOM 600 AM. We'll be back after this quick news break.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Southington man was indicted in Trumbull County for the fatal stabbing of his stepfather and the stabbing of his mother. 28-year-old Thomas Starr is accused of the death of 51-year-old Jeffrey Westfall. Westfall's throat had been slashed. 46-year-old Linda Fry was flown to Cleveland for treatment. Starr reportedly called 911 to say he had done something bad. The incident happened Saturday night. A 33-year-old Bassetta man has been indicted for fatally punching his girlfriend's little boy. Scott Walker is charged with murder, felonious assault, and child endangering. Doctors say Nicholas Parton died of blunt force trauma to the abdomen. And police in Warren say a 21-year-old man was able to fight off a man who tried to rob him at gunpoint. The victim says he was walking on Front Street around 3 o'clock yesterday morning when he was approached by a man wearing a red bandana. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the Spicy Italian or Meatball Marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Fit family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. 330-781-9600 or on your unlisted lines 1-347-945-5229. Come on, give us a call and tell us what's on your mind. As I'm dropping things out of my pocket, everything over here, I'm just falling apart here today. Something has to go wrong on Tuesdays when I come in here, or else I wouldn't feel right. It always happens, man. It always happens.
Still feels like Monday to me.
You know what? Not me, but it's just a blasé day to me. It's just like, okay.
One of those days where you could have slept a couple more hours, but you
didn't. Oh, man, I tried my best, but this is trash day. I have to get up real early and get the trash out.
You can't put it out the night before?
I don't, because I got... The sewer is right in front of my house opening, and the coons live in the sewer.
You can't say that. It's a racist thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, the sewy coons, as we call them, live in the sewer. That's what my sister calls them, sewy coons.
Sewy coons. That's a good name for them.
And they are huge. Wait a minute. They're huge.
They're like the size of small dogs, right?
They're the size of big dogs. They're not small at all.
Yeah.
These things will do something to you, and they know how to get in stuff.
See, this is where if you were a redneck, you'd be all right.
Yeah, because I'd eat them. But
yeah,
I don't.
You're looking at dinner and a hat. You know, those big ones. You know.
Let me tell you,
we
man.
Just invite Sticks over. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, Sticks. Where'd you go, man? I need some sewy coons took care of around here. And I don't like the doggone things.
Just make sure you don't tell Obama. They're probably protected.
You better believe they're protected. No, we can't. I used to be able to do them better than this, but I, here's the thing. Don't do me. You know, sui coons, you do what you got to do, but you don't supposed to live on my property. I got rabbits in my hedges.
Mm-hmm.
They built a nest in the hedges, and then you see these little small rabbits jumping out of there, getting out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get out the house, I scare them, and they scare me. And then I had a chipmunk today.
You're probably making Sticks real jealous. I just want you to know. Just don't tell them deer are coming in your yard eating the hedges.
Oh, the deer come in my yard and eat the hedges.
Yep,
yes, they do.
Yep.
And that was when we first moved out there years ago. They
mm-hmm.
used to come through all the time, but they don't come through that much anymore. Because we're right on a clearance that leads right down into Meander Reserve.
Yes.
And so they go through there from
the
fields to go.
Where they had a sighting of Bigfoot a few months back, by the way.
Where?
Meander Reservoir.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious. You were not taking a walk, were you?
No. No, but when that bear was loose, that's what I told my friend. I said, it was just me. I was jogging. See, now, if I get this, I'm going to be in trouble.
Why?
Because you had me saying crazy stuff on here, and if my wife poisoned my food, I'm going to be in trouble.
Home
did you hear us
delivery.
Talking? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Very good for
then,
you.
Then sit down.
The compliments he was giving you were just phenomenal. He was so nice to you. And yeah, said very nice things about you and your family. And I just never heard anything nicer come out of his
you
mouth.
Better believe it.
Yeah. And my check's in the mail, right?
It might be.
Either that or you're going to be living with me or like be homeless.
Hey, if you're looking for an apartment, you might as well get a big two-bedroom, brother.
Yeah.
Guess who's coming to dinner? What? What'd you say?
This is where we definitely need cameras in the studio.
We need cameras today. Turn these cameras on. We don't know what's going on. But anyway, 330-781-9600 and 1-347-945-5229. We were talking to Sam just before the break, news break, that they put a ton of, not chicken wings, but pork in the new amnesty bill. Why do they think this is going to work positively for the United States? They're trying to destroy the border thing where you don't have to put guards on the border or close the borders.
Mm-hmm.
They put an amendment in to allow civilians to stop that, so that they don't have to fund it, fund closing the borders. if they feel it's not proper for, you know, to run the agency. That's not, how are you going to do that?
Maybe the NSA is going to take care go over the borders, like, also. Maybe that's why they need guns. Who knows? Shoot people trying to leave America?
Yeah, trying to leave. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, they definitely don't want to shoot people coming to America.
Or shoot people trying to stop people from coming in. That's what it's for.
Yeah, that's more what it's like.
That's what it's for. But it's all good. It's all good. We're gonna really have some suffering going on if we don't get a hold of our government. We're gonna have suffering going on if we don't get a hold. How should I say?
Our spending.
Well, we're so far past that. You know what I'm. I said.
So how long before our government is actually
done?
Defunct. Yes.
I think before 2016, if we don't stop some things.
Hmm.
I can't see it lasting. Not like this. It's in tumult.
So how long before we join the Greek Union?
Now, that I don't know. I think you're there already.
We're already speaking Grecian. I mean, I don't, yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't work. Spending without, you know, spending what you don't have doesn't work. Ask Greece, ask Ireland. Ask Italy,
right?
Portugal, you know, all these countries, they had to confiscate the savings of their citizens in order to pay their debt. I mean, I can't think of anything more illegal than that. I mean, you know, there was a guy in the news that was held up, and what's the difference? Every taxpayer is being held up to pay for something that they're not going to get back. So, you know, what is the difference? What's the difference between a thief and the government?
Well,
one you vote for, the other one you didn't. I mean, that's the only difference I can.
That is the only difference.
I mean, I have no problem paying taxes. I have no problem our government taking care of the people that need to be taken care of, the blind, the handicapped, the mentally challenged. But that would be half of Congress and the president, you know, the mentally challenged. But
yeah, all the ones that had to vote for the bill
before they read
pass
it. Yes, I think every one of them should be they've got mental deficiencies. There's no doubt about it. Anybody who signed a bill without reading it, you are officially retarded, and you deserve the benefits you're getting.
Or you're Benedict Arnold and should be taken out and shot. So which one do you prefer? Okay?
I like them both. Let's do both.
Let's do both. Yeah.
We'll, that way you can pay for the bullet.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You can afford the bullet we're going to shoot you with.
Yeah. Your family pays for the bullet. We're not going to have government bullets.
I mean, how can you seriously?
All those hollow points. That's right.
And you know, every American that votes for somebody who didn't read a bill before signing it, you should be shot too. And that includes anybody who voted for Ryan here in the Valley because he didn't read the bill.
Read the bill.
Yeah.
We
challenged him when he was in the station on what was in the bill, and he...
Oh, he could, yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Was that a couldn't do it or
no,
a
he
wouldn't do it?
Well, either or. Because
don't forget, he was real close with... The person that said
Nancy's daughter.
He was close to Nancy. Period. As he signed the bill without reading it, and
oh, his nose was so
people.
Brown, it was unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you know, it served him well.
Yeah, it did. I'm not gonna.
But that's who he represented. He represented himself on that.
Oh, of course.
Because many of us were calling, complaining, and said, "Hey, you know, what are you doing?"
Yeah, I had the bill up online when he was here, and I was asking him questions pertaining to certain parts, and he couldn't answer it, which, you know, means that he didn't read the bill.
Is that when we were on downtown?
Yeah, we were downtown, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, of course, he'll come back with a whole different story and challenge that, but we can always go to tape and prove him wrong again.
It got cut short, that interview.
Yeah, they did leave early, you know. It was just because he couldn't face the truth, I guess. But no, anybody that reads a bill without, or signs a bill without reading it first, I mean, it should, they're not doing their job, so they shouldn't be representing you or I. And if you continue to support somebody that signs bills without reading them, you deserve what you get.
Well, they loaded this one down with pork.
Mm-hmm. And that's because they didn't want any Muslims to have free entry.
Yeah, thank you. They loaded this one down with pork. So I'm seeing that that this is not going to...
The pork alone's going to kill it.
It has to kill it. There's no way you survive like this.
Yeah.
There's no way that you survive with all of the different, things that they're going to try to enact. How they're going to try, because all this is this. The Democrat Party sees their way clear because they can now have a group of people that won't vote any other thing but Democrat. They're going to give them cars so they can go to work. If you're an illegal in this country, they're going to give you cars so you can go to work.
And they'll probably be foreign cars.
No, that won't be foreign cars. That's how you have to keep GM working after you put all that money into them.
You remember the clunker program. Yeah. Did they make you buy American cars to put Americans back to work? No. You could buy any car. You can go buy a Mercedes. If you had a clunker, 7 years old, over, 100,000 miles or something like that? Was it 10 years old? I forget what it was. They had no regulations whatsoever on what type of car you were to buy. Now, I had no problem with that bill as long as they required that you bought a car that had the majority American parts in it and it was assembled here in America by an American company. I've got no problem with that program if that program was that. But it wasn't.
Nope.
All we did was pump up foreign economies while we deflated our economy because the taxpayers were footing the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it took more money out of America's pocket and put it in pockets of our competitors when it comes to the economies that are competing around the world for your auto dollar.
This is true.
So you tell me, how smart of a program was that? Once again, that was probably something Ryan signed for. Oh, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, I'm going to come after him. I'm going to come after anybody who does America a disservice.
But how many other people in this valley are going to do that?
A lot of people. You know what I mean? I mean, even you go by the GM parking lot these days, you're going to see foreign cars. You know, when my father was working out there, you'd never see anything but a GM or a Ford or a Chrysler, at the very least, out there. You drive by that parking lot today, all you see is foreign cars, Hondas, you know.
Well, we're getting ready to go to our news break, but we had an experience with that some time ago.
You got to tell me about it now.
I have a big Chrysler.
You have a big Chrysler?
And I attended a
Honest Chrysler.
I had a we attended a function where my daughter was performing somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And they made us move our car.
Because it wasn't a foreign car.
Because it wasn't a GM car.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. See you back on the other side.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Vice President Biden says it sets the nation back decades.
There's a lot of work that had to be done, but it's nonetheless disappointing that the court made the change, made the decision it did.
He's referring to today's Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. A divided court declared a provision of the act unconstitutional.
This is Vic Ratner at the Supreme Court. Congress rewrote the voting rights law in 2006, but Chief Justice John Roberts says they relied on 40-year-old voting data, which does not reflect changes in U.S. society. For example, the Chief Justice writes, African-American voter turnout has come to exceed white voter turnout in 5 of the 6 states originally covered. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Supreme Court.
The trial of George Zimmerman today focusing on phone calls that he made to police while on neighborhood watch duty. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in court.
Those phone calls show that he called police. He talked about suspicious characters in his neighborhood. Often they were black, and sometimes they were teenagers, and sometimes those phone calls mirrored the one that he made the night he met Trayvon Martin. There's some suspicious character around, looks like a young black man in his teens, up to no good, and the prosecutors are trying to show that this was part of a pattern. The defense says, of course, these calls are not relevant.
And Zimmerman is charged in the murder of Martin, an unarmed black teenager. If you're thinking about buying a home, you might want to do it soon. New home sales rose last month by the fastest pace in 4 years.
Increasing activity and improvement in the housing sector just brings more buyers, more builders, more investors, more development.
Economist Robert Denk with the National Association of Home Builders, and you can pretty much count on paying more for a home. The latest Case-Shiller Home Price Survey finds prices jumping in April by at least 11.5% in most major cities. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a sad statement about the American workplace.
What's happening?
Apparently, not much has changed since the 1999 movie Office Space.
You apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS report.
A new Gallup poll says in 2013, 7 out of 10 Americans still don't like their jobs and aren't reaching their full potential.
Did you see the memo about this?
Bosses that don't focus on employees' strengths are part of the problem. And Gallup says those disengaged workers cost the U.S. between $450 and $550 billion a year.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Study says charter schools are benefiting low-income, disadvantaged, and special education students more than their peers in other groups. Study by the Center for Research on Education Outcomes at Stanford University says overall charter schools also are faring better than traditional public schools in reading gains and keeping pace in math. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Drucial Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Drucial discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Paid for by Stan Zorin Associates Investment Research.
Jim, did you know that right now some retail banks around the country are allowing people to exchange ordinary paper dollars for real holding-your-hand silver?
What?
Yeah, I'm talking about walking into almost any ordinary bank in the U.S., then after a short and free transaction in many instances, bingo! Walking out with a handful of real silver.
Banks are just handing out silver?
Yes. It's all part of a little-known loophole, although very few people know how to take advantage of it.
And anyone can try this. Exchange paper dollars for silver?
Yep. You don't even need an account with the bank.
Come on, there's got to be a catch.
Nope. No accounts to open, no personal information to give out. Listen, a former professional on Wall Street recently posted a free video online showing exactly how to do it. Just go to www.retirementsilver17.com and check it out. You won't believe how easy this can be. That website, again, is retirementsilver17.com. Retirementsilver, the number 17.com. www.retirementsilver17.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
What did you say, Ben?
I didn't say anything. Not a thing.
I'm trying to bust you. I'm not quick like Tracy is on that. You know, she tries to get us in the middle of saying stuff.
Well, she'll start a conversation with us, and then she'll, you know, when it's our turn to talk, she'll bring us right up on air. And like, what was that?
Look at this one now.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Last week, Bill Ayers said something against, you know, the president. And now he's taken... He said, Bill Ayers said, the Godfather has been a catastrophe for Chicago schools. And he's talking about Rahm Emanuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's really strange.
Yeah. Now, Bill Ayers, the convicted terrorist, right?
Murder terrorist.
Yes. Who mm-hmm. actually funded Obama's campaign, some
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even wrote his books, according to some researchers.
By his own.
Yes. And a professed libertarian. Was he a libertarian? What is he? He's something.
He's a radical.
Radical, yeah, but he calls himself something. I don't know.
What
was that, the Liberation Front? What was that? What group was he in? Did the terrorist bombings there?
I can't remember. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, whatever it was. This guy's coming out against another liberal. That is strange.
Well, it's... In a sense, it is, because this is what it does. When you say stuff like that you know about somebody you really believe in. Here's the thing. Yeah, the Weather Underground.
Why? That's what it was.
Yeah, Weather Underground. Mm-hmm. But it takes the focus off everything else, and it makes the people that are coming up against you not bother you so much. Why not? Because, even his own people are turning on him, which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Matthews was a good example of that. When he went off on the president, he doesn't even like to lead. What does he like to do, you know? So he did that about a month ago, but then and he was right back as soon as he went into...
In his grace is kissing his
right yeah, arm. Yeah, as soon yeah. as he went to Germany and nobody was there to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having to sit behind three bulletproof panels. Then you have him saying, well, it was hot outside. And the sweltering heat, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So... They make excuses over and over and over again. But I think that what it is I think it's a ploy to get you off of what's really important.
Right.
IRS and Benghazi are important. What IRS did is they actually did what they say the Republicans were trying to do. They disenfranchised voters by stopping the opposition to the president from organizing.
Well, I mean, we should have known that was going to happen. I mean, didn't the president's people publish a list of all Republicans and conservatives that donated money to
They got that list from the IRS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which they should not have been able to do.
That right there proves that the president is guilty of abusing his executive powers, and he should be once again arrested and tried for treason.
Well, that
I mean, not only is he a traitor for what he's doing to our military war machine, but he's definitely guilty of abusing the powers. So my question is, what's he still doing in office?
Well,
I said it earlier this on the show. Why hasn't a military person arrested the president and thrown him in jail for treason? That's your duty. You are sworn to uphold the Constitution. This president has done everything to destroy the Constitution.
Well, obviously, I'll say it like this. I don't think the military is in charge anymore like they have been.
Well, I knew they were because they disobeyed one of the president's direct executive orders. You know, the president said the second executive order, close Gitmo, and the government and the Pentagon looked at him and laughed, like, are you out of your mind? Which, of course, he is. But, you know, so he's the first president in history to have an executive order disobeyed, by the way.
Well,
I mean, Gitmo's
the first president. Jimmy Carter is very happy right now. Okay.
He's as happy as a peanut.
He's as happy as, what's that? Oh, you know what day it is?
The Mad.
Oh, yeah. is a camel on hump day.
Yeah.
Because
that's for sure.
He is no longer the worst president that ever lived. So, I mean, so, you know.
No, the pink slip president hasn't beat grandma.
He hasn't beat now. And I don't know if he can pull it out by the end by going a little bit more conservative and making things look better. But what people think is going to happen when Hillary Clinton tries to get in there? And if she does?
Well, she'll be getting off of planes in a hell of bullets in Washington, D.C.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to buy any more lies from that person.
That will.
I mean, she no longer wears pants because they're all on fire. You know, seriously, it's true. You won't see her in pants because they're all burnt up. I mean, come on. I mean, she's cornered the market on Pinocchio.
Well, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it, but it doesn't matter.
And I mean, once again, if you want to vote for somebody that continually lies to you, then the fool is you. Not me. Sorry, I won't support somebody who's an absolute liar and thinks that, you know, I'm dumb enough to fall for it. Granted, there are people out there that are dumb enough to fall for it and who support Hillary Clinton. And once again, let me emphasize the word dumb enough to do it.
Well, I just want to know what's going to happen again. That's funny. Anyway, I don't want to know what's going to happen, you know, with some of the inside things that have been going on. The IRS has found itself not culpable of doing anything. They did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
No, they just did what they were told to do. They were following orders.
How do you find that you did nothing wrong when you started this part of it by saying that you apologize for doing something to people? These people need to sue the government. I hate to say that. I don't want them to cost us more money, but they need to sue the government.
Well, somebody should be accountable for this. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt.
And if we, the people who are the voters, continue to elect people that want to mislead and misguide us, I mean, we're going to be the ones that suffer the ultimate punishment for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, this is true.
You know, so now they're investigating. What's going to stop them from investigating, you know, you, Jeff, you know, or me? Because we're here, we're speaking our mind, we're very conservative. You know, and let's just turn the tables a little bit. Let's just say we get an ultra-conservative in there. What's to stop that ultra-conservative from targeting liberals, our liberal listeners?
Well, I said that some time ago when you had one of your favorite Democrat Party chairmen going against the people that supported Issue 2.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when you had the issue going on, which they're going to go back and try to get a right to work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Going on, but still the Issue 2. And he was just saying, we ought to stop. We don't buy anything from them.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's you're right.
So
you got a Democratic leader trying to destroy business again and hurt the economy and take jobs away from you, and yet people are going to support the Democratic Party.
Well, I made a statement and said, well, guess what? The tide will turn again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, when that tide turns, who's to say that we don't use your business? We tell people not to use your business because of what you stand for.
Yeah, which
just in all.
Yeah, and I like I said, I don't agree for that type of politics.
No, it's fascism.
I mean, yeah, it is. It is.
That's what it is.
I mean, and if you let the Democrats that are in control get away with it, you know, don't think when the tide turns that the Republicans are going to do it, and they're going to be just as guilty, just as wrong
just
for doing
wrong
it.
For doing it. But the thing is you're going to elicit a response to what you've done.
Right.
And this this was absolutely everything that they said about disenfranchisement.
They're doing it.
That is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they're doing.
The only difference and the reason why it's not as big of an outcry is because, let's face it, the media outlets are basically all slanted.
No doubt.
You know, Fox News is the only one that's really putting up a storm about the IRS and everything else, while all your liberal-controlled medias are focusing on the Zimmerman trial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now. You know, what's more important, the money in your pocket or how many years this guy gets or doesn't get down in Florida?
Yeah.
You know, to me, it's the money in my pocket that's more important.
It's more important.
And yet they've got you fooled once again.
And fighting amongst yourself.
Yep.
And when you do that, they got you.
Stupid is, stupid does.
Stupid is, stupid does.
Mm-hmm. They should just change that phrase to Democrat.
Here you go. Yeah, see, here's the thing. But I don't think that, here's the thing. We have a whole lot of local Democrats in the area that I think are very, very good people.
Yes, they are.
You know, and I always bring up, in particular, you know, the Big Poppy, because I like him. I think he's an honest politician. I think he's an honest man.
Misguided, but very
well. He may be, mm-hmm. but I don't know him to be. But you know, I like the mayor of Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing a good job of organizing the city.
I see. This is where I'm going to differ with you, because I look at all Democrat controlled areas, which are basically your inner cities. You've got high crime rates, low graduation rates, unemployment that's in depression mode already. Forget recession. Your inner cities are in a depression mode. You've got white flight. I mean, you've got drug use and crime going through the roof. And these areas are all controlled by Democrats and have been for years. If the Democrats were so good to you and did such a great job, don't you think there would be changes? What has changed? Tell me what's changed in the inner cities.
Nada.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well,
there has
been a change.
For the worst.
Unemployment has gotten much higher.
Thanks to the pink slip president.
Unemployment is going up.
Yes.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. That chart's upside down, my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, gas is up.
Gas is up.
Uh-huh.
There's a microphone there. I can hear through the microphone. We have a reluctant guest in the house today. And
another intelligent third party here.
Yeah, yeah, yep. So,
she's conservative, and that's why she's intelligent. No.
Don't say that. You'll get it thrown out of her family.
Well, we can just say she married wise.
412, you're in the air.
Good afternoon, Jeff, Ben. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm not going to let you talk until you just say, playing your game, baby. Alex got a very white voice.
It's a very smooth voice. You're made for radio.
Yeah, well, you got a good speaking voice, man.
Well,
what's going on, Alex?
Hi, Virginia. I wanted to bring something up just briefly that Republicans are might be missing the ball here with the immigration thing.
Yeah.
I think that regardless it's going to go through one way or another. We have to remember that the last, what was the last time we was amnesty granted, was with Reagan, the beloved Reagan. So it's,
well, the Cubans.
Yeah.
You know what the difference is, Alex?
What's that?
The difference is right now we only have 40 seconds before we go to break, and I can't answer it right now.
Okay.
But I'm going to answer it as soon as we come back from our little break here.
And I agree with Alex 100% on this. I think I've talked to you about this, Jeff.
In fact, we're going to keep going. Just keep going. Go
well,
ahead.
Just,
now,
I just
what?
Wanted, I was
do you
just gonna
think?
Say that you, yeah.
You really think that at the precarious position that we are in right now, when we just totally revamped health care in the United States.
Destroy health care.
Against, to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to add 12 million people onto that 62 million that didn't have anything, and except emergency room and free clinics, okay, and things like that. Now, you're going to add all those people on, and you're going to add 12 million more people, plus the surge you're going to get because they're not going to protect those borders. So you're probably going to get about 18 million more people within the first 5 years of this thing passing. Where do you think we're going to pay for that at? And what kind of jobs are going to be available for these people to create wealth in this country? We're not manufacturing.
I'm going to tell you what they're thinking.
And okay,
go ahead. This is the deal. But the baby boomers, the upcoming generations of valid citizen, your citizen or your constituents, their tax dollars simply cannot support the baby boomers that are going into retirement and into old age. Simple as that. They cannot be supported from people in my generation. And so, the generations after the baby boomers, their tax dollars simply cannot support them as they move into retirement. And every independent analysis has proven that, has shown that. And so what they're doing, what they're saying without saying it, is we need these immigrants to work here to generate that revenue to prevent the collapse. And that's what, of our economy, of our medical system, of our system, and that's what people are thinking. It's the unspoken, reality, you know, that they're afraid of. Is that that's why? Okay, if we take in ten million illegals and they start paying taxes, now we can start to it'll be a crutch. It'll be a crutch to prevent the system from collapsing, and then we can figure something else out in the next 5 to 10 years. But at least it'll prevent that from happening. And that's what the Democrats see. I think some Republicans see it, but their rhetoric is just wrong, and they're just not attacking the problem correctly, because that's really what everybody's thinking about, but they're just not saying it.
Well, Alex, I'm gonna agree with you slightly and disagree with you slightly. I think the argument between the Republicans and the Democrats is that the Democrats think it will be a boost to the economy, and the Republicans think it's going to be more of a burden to the economy because a lot of these people are unemployed and are not working. What happens remains to be seen. I'm up on the air on that. But one area I'm going to agree with you, I think it's going to come back and bite the Democrats, the liberals, in the behind, because you have to look at what are these immigrants fleeing? They're fleeing governments that are bad. They're fleeing socialist countries, and some of them are fleeing communist countries coming from South America. All right, these guys have seen a system gone bad. They've seen healthcare, nationalized healthcare gone bad. They've seen how the state has screwed up things. And I think these people, once they become part of the American society, the great American society, will become conservative because they don't want to see this country turn into the one that they left.
But see, but many of them and is, are going to be spurned on by the organization called La Raza. And La Raza has in their mind that the United States belongs, at least the southern United States belongs to them. And that they're going to take it back, hook or crook.
Yeah, and the Hawaiians want to be independent instead of the Georgians. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see that happening, not without another war. So I'm not too much worried about that.
You're not going to have, couldn't be much of a war.
Yeah,
but
I don't think they'll be able to secede from the Union. I mean, let's face it, people tried it once and it didn't work over economic reasons as well as slavery, and it wouldn't work again. In all honesty, most of these Hispanics, let's face it, that are immigrating to this country are first and foremost very religious Catholics. And once again, you cannot be a Catholic and support murdering babies. And what does the Democratic Party support?
Murdering babies.
Okay, abortion. Let's just put it out there. So once again, if you're a Catholic and you're supporting the Democratic Party, you better get to confession. Because it is a sin, and I'll just put that out there if your priest won't. I think it's going to turn around. It's going to bite these liberals in the rear end. I'm all for legalizing these illegals that are here. I do want to put restrictions on them, you know.
Yeah,
I want to make sure that they're not criminals, or insane murderers from the other countries that are escaping here. Like, you know, when Cuba let its jails, emptied its jails.
That's true.
I mean, because that's when organized crime in Miami became very popular.
Miami.
Yeah, I know. We do need to have stricter restrictions. But as far as them coming to this country and wanting to participate in the American dream and becoming Americans, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I mean, I give them a lot of credit. I mean, seriously, if I was coming from El Salvador, I would risk my life to cross that border and get here too.
Well, I understand.
And I would do that because I know how great this country is, how free it is, how great its constitution is. And therefore, I could not support a party that doesn't support the constitution like the Democratic Party.
Maybe this
even if they want me to be a citizen.
Maybe this is their immigration reform.
Yeah.
Make it so bad to live
here
that nobody wants to come.
I thought the president did solve the immigration problem because they were coming here for jobs, and obviously the pink slip president got rid of those. But that's a whole different subject.
For another day.
Yeah.
We can't get in trouble like that. We'll never get the show again, Ben. Never.
I know they do try to censor the truth, don't they?
Tracy's going to censor us.
Yeah.
But
speaking half truth, man.
But oh God. But anyway, Alex. So, what do you think is going to be the way that we mainstream this from happening?
You have to. Republicans have to change their rhetoric. I mean, if they continue the way that they're doing now, they're just not. They're just going to get steamrolled by the Democrats, and Hillary's going to come in and finish the job on them in 2016. Their rhetoric just is not resonating with people. Most immigrants that come here tend to be Democratic, and I remember reading a study that showed that even people who are you would think would be conservative, like say Asians who tend to be very well educated, very conservative values, very family oriented, they vote, almost 80% Democratic. Even Chinese, Japanese, wealthy Japanese families that come here, and it's because of the message that Republican, their rhetoric is just terrible. It doesn't resonate with anybody.
It's not the rhetoric of the party, though. It's the rhetoric of the news agency describing the party, and the party not defending itself. That's what you have actually going on. And the party has to come to that understanding that if they don't defend their own brand, they're done. And so it will be of no effect. You can run for office if you want to, but it's about the brand. It's not the fact that, hey, school choice is the way out of the ghetto for African Americans. They won't hit that like it should be hit. That should be the number one thing, because the Democrats do not want you to have school choice. Plain and simple.
It's not a good message. It's a terrible message to say.
What's a terrible message?
You brought that up.
School choice.
Open enrollment.
Here's the reason why. Because inevitably there's always some children that will be left behind. And so Democrats will demagogue that you know, you want to basically throw some kids away and only cherry pick the good ones to go to the good schools. And they will ride on that, and you'll just lose another election. It's things like that rhetoric just does not resonate with people. I mean, I'm going to tell you this.
Then it's over for them anyway. They might as well forget it, because the Democrats are going to make sure that they don't go anywhere, because they're going to be their voting base. And it's just like if you had slaves. It's just like if you had cattle. It's just like, because guess what? All they have to do is say, they're going to put y'all all back in chains. And you got a cattle herd running to the elections on that coming up election day. That's all they have to say. But then right here in our area, you had a mayoral race in the little town we're from. Alex, you're from this area, or your relatives?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I'm there from there too. Yeah.
Okay, and then you had nobody went out to vote. No one voted.
Well, that's in every county.
I don't think there was 10,000 votes cast at all. So now, where's all this voter suppression going on? See, that's what ticks me off, that this stuff works. But the only reason why it works is because the Republicans don't say anything. And this is what they're going to have to grasp and do something about. They're going to have to say, look, the Supreme Court ruled in our behalf today because you have a lot of people that have entered this country illegally that are finding ways to get into the voting system and upset our political system. You cannot allow that to happen, because guess what? It can happen both ways. It's not very likely it's going to happen both ways, but it can. And they need to quit letting the Democrats demagogue, because that's what they've done.
See, here's part of the problem.
212, you'll be next.
They have half a leg to stand on, because black people still remember when George W. Bush had his, I forget that lady's name, Catherine, whatever her name, here in Florida, disenfranchised nearly 200,000 African-American votes that allowed him to get elected. And so Republicans have, you know, been on record for
how did they disenfranchise them?
Elections.
How did they disenfranchise them?
The year that our Supreme Court selected George W. Bush, they just threw.
You mean
out
when they purged the voting records of the people that had not voted for 8 years, 6 and 8 years?
The hanging chad.
We're talking about nearly 200,000 African American votes. That, come on.
Yeah, that had not voted in so many years. That's why they threw their names off the ballot, and that's what they have to do to purge their list. You have to re-register. That is what boards of elections do. And the thing is that wasn't any disenfranchisement. You didn't get your butt up and go vote. Not you in particular. You didn't get your butt up and go vote.
These people did go and vote, though, but their votes were not counted.
Why? I don't remember any votes not getting counted.
Here in Florida? Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm very serious. I remember when they took it to court, and they did not find that that was the case. That was not the truth.
I don't know. I mean, I just know that there were was it two counties that were predominantly Democrat and African American that just their votes were not even counted. And if he would not have won by 543 votes, which is or
Gore,
500 whatever votes.
Gore sat up and challenged in the two black counties and lost. Not because any votes were not counted. They recounted every vote. They recounted them and they lost.
I don't know.
That they said that weren't recounted were the ones that people had voted for a president of one party and a vice president of another party. And legally, you have to discount those votes because that's you don't do that. And there were a lot of problems that happened on that ballot, which unfortunately was the Democratic Party that came up with the ballot. So remember, people said that they were confused. So it was real weird things. If you remember, people had voted like for different presidents and vice presidents. But I guess I looked at it as if you took the test and you put the wrong answer down. Someone shouldn't give you
what
you think that you wanted, you know. But I think that's where some of the misunderstanding took place.
212, you're in the air. 212. All right, 212, you can get in any time. Your mic is hot and open. Yeah, I'm having a hard time on that one, Alex, because I don't remember any votes not being counted, 200,000 black votes not being counted at all. That's just not something that makes any sense to me.
You might not find it credible, and I would understand why. But what I was going to say is Michael Moore did a documentary specifically on it.
Michael Moore has never done a documentary.
He's done only propaganda films.
Yeah, that's all.
If you think the healthcare is better in Cuba than it is here, that's only propaganda, my friend.
Yeah, Michael Moore cannot name any of his films documentaries. Not one of them. Notice that. Go look at the rating of it and see did they ever get listed as being a documentary. You'll see that it wasn't because they don't have any facts in them.
I think they're listed as pure fiction.
They are pure fiction. Everything he wrote about. And it's so crazy, that he was able to affect as many people's minds as he did. Just like the Truthers, they didn't call that thing a documentary because they didn't have any documentation that it was real. It was their thought of what happened in their thing. Now I'm trying to look it up though, as we speak. And 212, if you're there, you can speak at any time because you are wide open.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Michigan.
Oh, where are you at, man? You're hiding your number, calling me from a 212. What you trying to do?
Well, just a couple things. Without getting into any specific voter suppression attempt, I mean, Jeff, you and both Alex know as well, if either party attempt to suppress votes, if in fact they need to or they can in order to win an election. So that's just a given. Either party will. And if you look within the counties all over the United States, even in the county that I was in, the Board of Elections, they do all type of crazy stuff, change of polling place, reword the ballots so that they're confusing. I mean, so I think, Jeff, don't be disingenuous when you know for a fact that anything that that Republicans can do legally or get away with it illegally, they will suppress the vote, not just black. They'll suppress white votes. And also, if it were the other way around, Democrats would do the same thing. So that's just the nature of European politics. So you don't have to play the game of, well, let's look up this particular incident. And when you know damn well, Jeff, that they will do it, done it, and will continue to do it.
Well, I'm not going to deny that people cheat. People cheat, no doubt about it. But I am going to say this, that in that particular election, I just don't remember 200,000 votes not counting. It wouldn't have made a difference anyway because the election was won, period. But we'll have to leave that alone. Man, you're fooling me calling me for some 2-1-2, man. That ain't right. But I'll be – no, we got to go to break. But we'll be right back after these messages. We'll continue this. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Southington man was indicted in Trumbull County for the fatal stabbing of his stepfather and the stabbing of his mother. 28-year-old Thomas Starr is accused of the death of 51-year-old Jeffrey Westfall. Westfall's throat had been slashed. 46-year-old Linda Fry was flown to Cleveland for treatment. Starr reportedly called 911 to say he had done something bad. The incident happened Saturday night. A 33-year-old Bassetta man has been indicted for fatally punching his girlfriend's little boy. Scott Walker is charged with murder, felonious assault, and child endangering. Doctors say Nicholas Parton died of blunt force trauma to the abdomen. And police in Warren say a 21-year-old man was able to fight off a man who tried to rob him at gunpoint. The victim says he was walking on Front Street around 3 o'clock yesterday morning when he was approached by a man wearing a red bandana. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Here it is, everybody's favorite time of year, income tax time. Right now, Legacy Financial Strategies will do your income taxes for just $79. Here's David Gallner.
Legacy Financial Strategies offers complete income tax preparation for only $79 for ages 50 and over. We also review last 3 year tax returns, include short and long form, schedules A, B, D, E, and free e-filing. We have every state tax form. Call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Our address is 3087 Innovation Way in Linden Point. That's Hermes, Pennsylvania.
That number again is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Don't sweat this tax season. Let Legacy Financial Strategies do your taxes for just $79. Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends.
on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff and Ben in the air chair today, hanging out. And we have a special reluctant guest. Yeah.
I got a question for Michigan. I do recall, I don't know in what election year it was, but didn't the Democratic Party say they weren't going to count the Democratic primary votes in Michigan because they weren't holding them on a certain day or something? Does that recall that? Was that during?
I'm not
during,
sure.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, if the Republican Party told me my vote wouldn't count here in the primary, I'd be down there with guns, down in Columbus. You know, if you're not going to count my vote, I mean, people have fought and died so your vote would be counted, and the Democratic Party saying that their own Democratic votes won't be counted, that to me is sacrilegious.
Now, Alex, I'm looking at a San Francisco Chronicle, which I don't think is the most conservative paper in the world. I'm saying that 1 million black votes in Florida were not counted, or 1 million votes in over all of America. I don't know.
There
were rejected ballots, but here's the problem, and this is what I'm going to say. I'm always there in the around the elections, okay? And let me say this: the bottom line is you have people that don't ever vote any other time in their lives except on a presidential election, and they come up. And they don't know what to do. You can tell them what to do. You can do all you can. But the thing is you cannot presume upon the intent of somebody that doesn't vote but once every 4 years. You're not allowed to. And that's what that was about.
It's anybody's. This is supposed to be a free country, though. You know, so what if I only want to vote once every decade? What does it matter? I mean, if it's a free country, you have the right to do that. You know, that doesn't mean that when I vote, then you know, that gives justification to disenfranchise me. That it just means that on that particular election, there were some issues that person really cared about to come out to vote. So I don't know. I don't really buy that. You know, it's not a good excuse to disenfranchise people. You know, but
it neither is using the IRS to stop the people from organizing against
them. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you dig into this, though, the Republicans and Democrats are the same. This stuff was going on during Bush as well, and even further back to since, you know, even during Clinton. And, you know, so...
Clinton was the originator. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was the originator of the phone tapping, I think. Well, no, not even.
He was the originator of collecting files, government files on people. Remember the files that just disappeared, and then all of a sudden, just before they left office, they showed up in Hillary's office. All the ones that could have shown that Whitewater was real and that.
No, those were all not, those people came up dead. Remember?
Yeah, but the files. Don't you remember the missing files back in the Clinton administration?
Oh.
I can't hear you.
Sorry, they showed up in the White House.
Yeah, they showed up back in the White House. You know, in Hillary's office in the White House.
Mind you, when things had taken place before they were in office, that was fear.
And see, that's what bothers me, that I think that somebody is actually thinking about voting that woman into office. She's crooked as the day as a twisted vine in the wilderness.
Anybody that takes their daughter through a war zone, you know, she's definitely an unfit mother. I mean, by her own admission, she took her daughter to a war zone, and bullets were flying over their heads. I mean,
as they got off the
Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, Michigan. Yeah.
You don't think the Republicans are crooked?
there are crooked Republicans, no doubt. But the thing is we don't have a crooked Republican that's running for office.
They're already in.
They're all crooked on both sides. They're all crooks.
Yes, you're right.
You can't say that Ben is going to agree with you, and I'm going to disagree. Alex, what do you say? All crooked?
And they're crooks.
I won't say that they're all crooked, but the establishment, the ruling class of the Republican Party, yes, they're crooked. The Republicans neither one of them. They're both the same. They're not going to offer any solution, any resolution to Hillary Clinton in 2016. They're going to offer just the other side of the same coin of Hillary Clinton. That's all. Just like they did in 2012. Same thing they did in 2008. You know, with John McCain. He would have been the same as Barack Obama. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. And Republicans aren't going to offer anything different.
I'll be the first to admit that. You know, if the politicians did their job, we wouldn't need them.
That's
if
true.
They made society perfect, we wouldn't need them. So they're not there to make society perfect. They're there to make sure it runs amok, and we need them. A straight politician is an oxymoron.
One of my other guys called and sent me a message. Said that the votes in this last election weren't counted, and they declared Obama the winner when it might not have really been so. And so, you know, here it is. They disenfranchised voters, but all they have to do is tell a certain segment of people, well, you know they're disenfranchising you. These people don't vote anyway, and then they herd them, and it's just like cattle. They herd them to the polls. They put in a guy that's now going to do legislation and policy that's destroying the people that just voted for him. It's totally destroying them. Why don't they see that?
But the thing about it, Jeff, and I've said this to you before, what is going to happen to particularly, I assume that's what you're talking about, the black and the poor, what things that are going to happen to them are going to happen even if Romney would have been there. So
I don't agree with that.
There's no difference. There
is a difference. There's a difference in approach.
Well, I think they were both progressives.
No.
They're both progressives, there's no doubt.
I think it wouldn't have been that much of a difference. I'm going to agree with Michigan there.
I'm going to say there is, because I say that the right side progressives and the left side progressives have the same goal in mind, but they have it different ways.
Different top priorities.
Well, different ways, mm-hmm. because one wants a United Nations-led one world government,
mm-hmm.
and one wants a United States-led one world government. Now, either way, the one world government is not going to really, really, really work without being totalitarian. But at least one allows the United States to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I think that black unemployment wouldn't be as high as it is right now had a Romney won, although I'm not a Romney fan either, because remember from the very beginning, Ben and I were saying that he's not going to be any different because he's a progressive. Now, didn't we not say that?
Yes.
We said that over and over again.
Yes, I campaigned vigorously against him when it came to the primaries.
But we didn't vote for Gary Johnson, man. Hey, my daughter voted for Gary Johnson. That's I tease Alex.
She's a smart girl. Smart girl. Yeah. You raising a smart girl.
Thank you. Yeah, but
I still want Condoleezza Rice to run next year. I'm serious. I think she would have been the best president we've ever had next to Reagan.
If you had Condoleezza Rice, you'd have a real president in there, no doubt.
No, yeah.
And even though she'd be pulled hard because she's in with the progressive crowd on the right side progressives. But you have to understand that what they want to do is the difference. One doesn't give a flip whether a million, two million of you die because of what they want to get done. And one does. One would rather
and
have
Jeff,
you be a little
Jeff,
bit...
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, therein lies your delusion. But I know where it stems from. It really, I know where it stems from. And it ain't no help for you as it relates to that. And so, but that's so delusion. I think you're going to go to the grave with it. But if you think for a second that there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats and their agenda and how they feel about blacks and minorities and poor, man, you just with it. But the proof is in the pudding. So, you know, you can say what you want to say, but the facts bear out that they're both the same.
Now, obviously he's right, or the inner cities will be different. The Democrats have controlled the inner cities for how many years now in this country, and there's no change.
60 years.
Yeah, so he's right.
773, get in the last minute because you're calling in late. What's up with you?
Well, the Michigan man is exactly right. They're both on the same goal, Republican and Democrat. Look, this country hasn't been able to do anything since since the Federal Reserve was put in place, it started going drastically down. So, you have $16 trillion of debt. The Federal Reserve is a private entity. They tell U.S. Mint to keep printing money. So it's going to continue to go into default. Your business taxes is high. They rather do business overseas. Everything's going up in price. Less jobs are being created, and it has all to do with the Federal Reserve.
You're right.
I think some things are getting ready to change here, though, because I think that within 5 years, we will abandon OPEC. Hmm. Now that's my little prediction, my opinionated prediction. We'll abandon OPEC. And that will change the dynamic. That's going to change the dynamic. So, once again, we'll see what happens. But hopefully we stay intact. And Michigan man, you talking about my belief system. Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
I believe.
Absolutely.
Get him, baby. Don't let him talk about Jesus like that. He used to be apostolic.
When you're a child, you think as a child. But when you're an adult, you think you'd be an adult.
Now he's an ancient Cometan.
Oh, yeah. It's childish thinking. It's childish thinking. That's what it is.
All right, bro. Look, we got to go because they're going to shut me off here. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be back tomorrow, the same time, the same bat station. We enjoyed you coming in today. All the callers online, we thank you. And we only got 60 seconds, so we got to get on the move.
Amen.
See you later.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put that...
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com.